All right, so how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank
so
you.
So the head of computer science, it's a big job.
Chair of the department, yes.
Chair of the department, huge. So I've spoken to many professors, many students, and a lot of people are very upset about a lot of computer science students being kind of felt like they're being shoved in Forsena in the light of the Holman demolition and STEM building, this beautiful complex. And a lot of people feel like they're not having enough classes here. What is the computer science relation, for anyone who doesn't know, the relation to computer science and Forsena in the light of Holman?
All right, so you may have heard that computer science was housed completely in Holman Hall. And so when it came down, we were moved to Forsena Hall. We were told that we were going to come back into the building that was coming up in place of Holman Hall. So that was the expectation, and Forsena Hall was just a temporary move. Unfortunately, what happened is that, as you might have seen, STEM only has one computing teaching lab, and it has one classroom. And both of them are shared with engineering. And in fact, the classroom is shared between the School of Science and the School of Engineering, which means a lot of departments. So we get a fraction of the time every week in that classroom. The STEM computing lab, again, we get half the time instead of the whole week. And it's only one lab. We need four labs in order to support our students. And it's not just the computer science majors. As the demand is going up, there is need for non-majors also who take computer science classes for requirements for their major or for interest, for minors, all kinds of things. And so we just don't have the room in this building. It's unfortunate. This is a beautiful building, and it's the research spaces are beautiful, but it's unfortunate that teaching, the students are not able to use it. They can use it to do their collaborative work, they can use it for research, they can use it to hang out. We did get one additional lab downstairs, which is the project workshop lab, and that is primarily for computer science majors to work on their assignments and projects outside of class time, because the teaching labs are all so heavily utilized now that students don't get enough time in there in between classes. So that's the purpose of the project workshop lab. But that's not enough, right? And so that's the frustration that faculty and students are facing, that we still have to go over to Forsena Hall for classes.
Yeah. Did the college lead CS to believe that
we were always under the assumption that we would be coming back into this space here and that we would be teaching here. And it's only later on in the design process, suddenly we realized that the classrooms and the labs that we had expected would be in this building were not going to be in this building.
Was that because of the third floor? Is that rumor true about the third floor? Can you talk about that a little bit?
So I don't know too much about the third floor, but in the beginning of the design process, that's what we understood, that there would be a third floor. But apparently the budget did not support it, and so they took out the third floor. And that is a really unfortunate thing. We had hoped that at least one of the other sciences, the math department, would be in here as well. They couldn't move in here either. All the spaces that we expected would be accommodated by having that additional floor were missing.
I think it's just so important that CS has a voice in this.
Yes.
Because, I mean, Forsena isn't enough. It's clearly not enough. And the condition. I mean, what do you think about the condition that you guys are in?
Yeah, so all these years, the roof was in pretty bad shape. We are very happy now that the roof has been replaced, but it was really late. My understanding is that it was about 10 years overdue for replacement, but we do have budgetary constraints. And so I guess in that sense, we can understand why priority had to be given to some of the other like student housing needed real repairs and renovation, so some of the budget was diverted there, but that meant that Forsena Hall, the roof was just left untouched for many years, longer than it should have been, and that caused a lot of problems. The HVAC system was very, very old, And so that was causing a lot of problems as well in terms of the ambient temperatures and all of that. Now that that's been fixed, I think it's much better in there. So certainly that's a good thing. I do have to say, when we moved into Fusina, when Holman Hall was supposed to be demolished, when we moved in there, they did a lot of renovation on that floor because, you know, it was an education building at that time. And obviously the needs for education and the needs for computer science were very different. They put in a lot more networking, power, carpeting. They did a lot of work on the fourth floor. But it is Fusina Hall. It isn't particularly nice. The building really should not... I don't think it's a particularly good building to be having academic stuff in there.
Yeah, because a lot of students say the ambiance, it's very dark in the hallways, no light in the hallways, the elevator squeaking as you go up. I mean, have students voiced this to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've heard... we ourselves do feel that the conditions in that building, it's not conducive to academics. That's basically what it is. There is only one elevator, and you know, people who cannot walk upstairs have to use the elevator, and There was a time when I refused to get into the elevator. I used to walk up. I don't do that anymore. I do take the elevator up. And then it can be... I don't think they've replaced it. They maintain it, but I don't think they've replaced it. So that's not a good thing. And yeah, the conditions, the hallways are dark. We try to brighten it up with our posters and things when we were there. Now that we've moved out, we don't have our posters on those floors
the
anymore.
The professor office hours, you mean? The office?
No, posters as in we have our students present posters at the end of every semester on their research and internship. So we used to have those all in the hallways. We moved them here to this building. We don't have them up in that building anymore because engineering faculty are using that fourth floor as well. Math classes are there on the fourth floor. It's not just a CS space anymore. So we don't have our posters there.
It seems like, I've heard from students that Fusina feels like a band-aid. Like, it feels like there's been a band-aid put on that building. It's constantly somewhere where we're like, let's push everyone here. Like the engineers, get them in Fusina. CS department, get them in Fusina.
Yeah. So it, way back when they started thinking about the buildings and the renovations needed and new buildings coming up and things like that, they did need places to put people while construction was going on. And so my understanding back then was that Fusina was going to be used as what they called swing space. Unfortunately for us, it's a swing space turned into permanent space. And that's the frustrating part of it, right? So if it was just swing space, that would have been fine. But now that it's become more or less permanent, that's not a good thing.
Is there anything... And this is probably the last question. Is there anything you think the college can do to accommodate CS better? Maybe not make a whole new building, because that might not be in the budget, but is there anything that could possibly be done to maybe reconcile that? Because I don't know why CS is there right now. I don't know why it was CS that had to have it be permanently there. Do you think there's a solution there?
I don't know, given the budgetary situation, what the solution might be. Certainly... Given that, so now this is my personal opinion, being a computer science faculty member and thinking about the computer science space in the world, right? Computing has become very central to pretty much everything that we do, not just on this campus, but everything that we do is dependent on computing technology at some level. And I think that pretty much everyone needs to know something about computing and computer science and understand it, not become coders. Not everybody has to become a coder. But it is, you know, we need to have a lot more interdisciplinary work, with computing being part of that interdisciplinary work. given that and the way the world is moving forward and what other institutions are doing in this space, I think having Fusina shunted off to the fourth floor, I mean, having CS shunted off to the fourth floor of Fusina Hall is not putting us in a space where we can collaborate easily with other people. The lack of space is also inhibiting us from being able to offer the number of sections we need in order to support students from across campus who want to take our classes. Even now with registration going on, we can't accommodate all the students who want to take our classes. So that is, some of it is due to the space that we just don't have. Our labs are very heavily utilized. Of course, we don't have enough faculty either, but that's a different matter, right? We're talking about the space. So I think that what the college could be doing is identifying better space where we could move some of the computing labs. The reality is that we can't add on anything to this building. So just thinking about how to better utilize some of the spaces that are available on this campus, Roscoe, for example, right? That is a huge space. There are problems with that building, right? There's a lot of work that needs to go in there, but potential. And I think some people are thinking about that, but budget is certainly a concern.
Okay. Yeah. I think we got it. You can stop that. I think this is going to be wonderful for the department. It's the circle.
I hope I didn't say anything that people are going